Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it is a wonderful Tuesday morning. We're setting down here on the Emerald Coast in Florida, and I tell you, it's actually an overcast day. It's very cool. Finally, it's starting to look like fall. We've had such high record-breaking heat this fall that we all thought we were still in the middle of summer. So it's good to be home. Yesterday, we covered a recap of what Catalyst was like last week, and Jimmy and I, as we were talking, realized we'd missed a law, and finally going back and adding up the days, we realized we had missed covering the law of magnetism. Who you are is who you attract. And it was so, you know, I believe God does everything for a purpose, and as we read this, I said, good grief, man, this is perfect, because I watched this in play all last week at Catalyst. You know, from the staff, to the volunteers, to the team leaders. I mean, you really see how the attraction is there, how the magnetism is there. And I thought back to those early days back in 2000 when we first launched, and we were bringing in volunteers from North Point Community Church. We're bringing in volunteers everywhere you could find. They were bringing in volunteers, and yet they did not have enough. You know, and yet the events went off flawlessly. And sometimes as we're building our team, we think we don't have enough. We don't have enough. And yet each time as we move forward, we realize it's by one more person, adding one more person being attracted to the team is where it goes. We don't have to buy into the hype. And I think that's one of the things that still burns my butt more than anything else is the hype that I see in network marketing. Doesn't matter if it's a new company launch like Yoli, or an old company like Forever Young. You know, you sit back and you look at things and you think, why are people hyping this? You know, I'm going to use Yoli as an example. I've talked to the guys that own Yoli, and such grounded people, such focused and passionate people. And then I go out on the web and I see some of the stuff that's being propagated out there, and it's like I shake my head because people get so zealous that sometimes they can ruin their own magnetism. They can ruin that attraction that people may like them if they got to know them, but because of the hype, it just doesn't happen. And effective leaders are always wanting to look out for new people, for good people, for rock-solid people. Well, if you hype everything, you're not going to do that. You know, you got to maintain something. I don't care if it's a brick-and-mortar business, a network marketing business. Doesn't matter what it is. Maybe you're somebody that works for a prepaid legal, a Primerica, an Invisus Direct, something like that, where you're marketing services instead of products. Folks, don't go out there and overhype what your services do. Go out there and share with people just the rock bottom facts. Let them realize, man, this person's here because he's got a passion or she's got the passion. You know, that's what's going to attract them. That magnetism is going to start to flow. And I think as I read through John's book, and if you're brand new on the call, I want you to know we're going through. We've got three laws left, the one today and then two more. But we're going through the book, 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. I just love this book. Follow them and people will follow you. Now, this is the updated version. This is the 2007 version. I was able to pick it up at Catalyst a couple, 3 years ago. And it's a powerful book. You need it. I have the original copy, and I go back and forth in these. But this is so important. As you're starting your career, it's so important if you're at the top of your game to make sure that you don't forget the importance of what we're here for. You know, and when you go out there and you just make a mental list of the kind of people that you would like to attract into your organization or your department or your office, whatever the case may be, I think what you're going to find is that you start to picture the exact personality. You start to picture yourself. See, it's funny because a lot of times people say opposites attract, and we could debate that all day long. But I think what you find out is people are attracted to people that think a lot like them. It doesn't mean that their strengths are all going to be there or their talents are all going to be alike, but the main core values will be. Those main core values that make you up as a person is going to be what attracts people to you. They're going to want to be on your team. They're going to want to be able to buy into the vision. You know, over the week, last week, I was sitting down and I had an opportunity, very short opportunity, because this man is the busiest guy I know at Catalyst. His name's Chad Johnson. and he's the consigliere. He goes around and makes sure that the biggest and the best leaders that are bringing in their groups have everything that they need. He arranges breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and special events. I mean, the boy's on the move constantly. But we sat back for a second, and as he grabbed me in the hallway, and he said, "I know we're winding the week down, Troy, and you and Dalton have been such a magnificent part of this." He said, "I want you, I hope, this is my paraphrase, but Chad basically said, I hope that you've taken ownership of Catalyst." And you know, that we have. I mean, to us, Catalyst is our event. Catalyst is something that we've been a part of since day one. We feel like we've been a part of being able to put the little pieces together with the team and have had a small part in the overall success. And that's the law of magnetism into play. See, a lot of people don't realize for probably the first 9 years, I think it was the first 9 years, not only did we volunteer our time, we paid to go to the event. We actually were paying and in giving up our seats and helping and doing some stuff around the whole event. It was amazing. Because that's just, we didn't know any better. We just wanted to go and be a part of it and make sure we didn't miss anything. And that's, when you buy in, when you've bought into the leadership, and that's what we did. We bought into the leadership, not just John Maxwell, Andy Standy, Gabe Lyons, and Andy, or Lanny Donahoe, and Reggie Joyner, not just the, but all of the middle leaders, all of the little, we bought into everybody because they all worked in such a team. We said, man, we want to be a part of that. As I sat at the table this week talking to the interns, we got one little gal there. She's been an intern for 2 years. She just won't leave. She said, man, we love this so much. It's so powerful. It's so passionate. And I said, you know what really excites me about what I see here is that in the middle of the stress, in the middle of the chaos, in the middle of 13,000 people finding a seat, all of a sudden I see smiles on your guys' faces. I see you guys walking back here to the green room and walking back here to the volunteer room, and you're smiling and you're excited and you're happy. Even in the midst of chaos, when the law of magnetism is in play, you literally attract the right people. Everybody is excited. Everybody gets on the same team. Everybody is just, they know that the end result is what they're looking for, not the middle. It doesn't matter about all the hiccups, the roadblocks, the obstacles. You move forward, you crank through it, nobody gets upset. Everybody understands. You know, as we watched a guy set a Guinness World Book of Records for us, and he jumped 37 feet, I think it was, into 12 inches of water. When he got out of that water, it was down to 6 inches. So we had 6 inches of water that flew out both sides onto people that had paid good money to sit on the floor and be right there by the stage. And we had to make them stand up, and it was in the middle of a worship set where they were really trying to focus on what was going on, and we had to get them out of their whole core focus and move their chairs and scrub down water. It took about 25 minutes. But you know what? They understood. This was part of the experience, part of the event. They had bought into, and by the time the next speaker got up, they were ready, and they were ready to go. With the law of magnetism, when you attract the right people, you're going to see your team start to grow. You're going to see your customers buy into you, and they're not going to go anywhere else. See, that's how you can know a rock-solid organization is based on the values and the principles. One of the things I get just ecstatic about is over on my blog, MLM Help Desk, because I get to watch what people comment. And over the last few weeks, we've been doing a review on a company that I have classified under my scam alerts is something to be cautious of. And it's funny because you'll make a statement or you'll make a post, you'll do an article, and the first couple of three people, you know, may agree or disagree with you. But by the time the week or two is over that you have this up, you usually find that you're validated. Because as I've read through the comments, one of the things that I mentioned in my original post is there was no real mission. There was no leader that had stepped up to the plate to say, hey, I am this company, and this is what my mission is, and this is where I'm going. There was none of that. So as you look at this, everybody has said, well, we're only here for the money. We're only here for the money. We're only here for the money. We don't care if it lasts. We just want to make quick upfront money. And all of a sudden, you start to realize, you know what? My original analysis was correct. This company is attracting those people that just want money. They don't want to build relationships. They're not looking for long-term growth. They're not looking to build an organization that will sustain itself long after they're gone. It's just a quick flash. And folks, when you're a leader like that, expect to attract leaders like that. That's the law of magnetism in reverse, and that's what you don't want. You know, what you need to do is you need to write down. I would do this on a 3x5 card if I was you, because that's just my habit. But I would write down, and I'd put at the top of the 3x5 card this little phrase. My people would have these qualities. And enlist the qualities that you're looking for in your people. I think you'll find yourself smiling after a while, realizing these are the qualities that you want in your own self. Some of them you will realize are your strengths. Others you will realize are your weaknesses. And you're looking to surround yourself with people that will have those qualities. That's the key. When you really put the law of magnetism into play. Because, see, who you attract is not determined by what you want. It's determined by who you are. When I go and I look at the fact that Catalyst in the last 10 years has gone from 1,200 to 13,000 just in one event. I'm not even going to count West Coast and the Catalyst One Days, just the main event. To have grown in 10 years to that size when there's other organizations out there that are now gone, that are now dead, that have stopped doing their big events in the nation because it didn't pay off. They cost them money. To see this organization grow, and I told this to some leaders I was on the phone with yesterday, you know, this shows me that if you want to build your organization, if you want to build your brick and mortar business, then you need to be focused on leaders, potential leaders under the age of 40. You may go out and market your products and services to everybody. I'm not saying don't do that. And I can guarantee you at Catalyst, there's some of us that are over the age of 40. The thing is, we started in our 30s. And we said, man, we're going to hang with this because we see the magnitude of what's happening. You know, I talk about Dalton quite a bit because he's my one son that has followed more in my footsteps than my others, at least my older boys. And when I saw Dalton working with no pay, willing at 19 to give up a week's salary, to give up what would be a week's vacation, to volunteer, to serve others. That's huge. Then when you see him in action and you see the people around him that he's attracted that say, hey, we want to be on Dalton's team. Hey, can we work with Dalton? To see the leader, I call him Little Mr. Catalyst. He's been there for 10 years. He's part of the main team of Catalyst. He flies in from California where he's based every year just to do the Catalyst. He was on staff with Maxwell and Enjoy for many, many years before his career advanced. And he said, I want Dalton on my team. I want him to be my right-hand man. I want him to have a radio. He's going to be leading the rest of the crew. For me to have the privilege as a father to say, you know, I'd like to work on Dalton's team. I'm cool with that. And to have him directing me and leading me and telling me what to do. Talk about a reverse psychology here. You know, and to know that I'm following somebody that I respect, somebody that I'm attracted to, somebody where the law of magnetism shines. Folks, that's when you know you're passing it on to that next generation. That's what the law of magnetism is. You know, if you're a top leader and you're listening to the call, here's something that you guys need to realize. This is very important. The law of magnetism is not just you sharing with other people. One of the exciting things that I watch happen, and I'll tell you, this first came to light when I was listening to John talk at a Catalyst event one day, and I started thinking about it. Now I see it happen all the time. When you know that you've hit a level of leadership that really is paying off. It's when you're sitting in the audience and it's not your turn to speak. And you listen to somebody up on stage that's younger than you are, that's probably being more successful than you are, that's on the leaders board every week and kicking butt like crazy. When they start speaking and you sit back and you say, man, I'm the one that created that phrase. Man, look, he stole that from me. I said that. That's when you know you're leaving a legacy. That's when you know the law of magnetism has reached deep into your organization. That's when you can sit back and smile and know that your organization is going to sustain itself because of what's going on. Folks, that's the law of magnetism. It's not something that causes you to get an ego freak out and all of a sudden get mad. It allows you to say, wow, this is cool. Now I know I can go out here and start mentoring somebody else. Now I know that my influence has reached deep enough and somebody's taken my nuggets and added to them and they're making their own and they're growing forward. That's the law of magnetism. That's what I want people to realize. When we do these radio shows, it's not to tweak our own egos. I mean, this early in the morning, I'd rather be walking on the beach. But what I enjoy doing is knowing that we're sharing a few nuggets that go out over the world. We're in 60 different countries right now on this radio show. Those are people that are listening on a regular basis. Guys, that's the cool part. That's the awesome part. It's powerful. Let's look at some key areas, though. You know, we only do 30 minutes on the show, and I want to cover everything. Let's look at what's going on. Let's look at the key area of the generation. Most organizations, I think, reflect on the characteristics of their key leaders, and that will include their age. It includes where they're at and what they're coming from. And John writes in here that during the dot-com boom of the 90s, thousands of companies were founded by people in their 20s and early 30s, and that was the type of people that they hired. You know, they wanted people in their 20s and 30s, people that thought like they did. And almost every type of organization, most of the time, people who come on board are similar in the age of the leaders. You know, and I see this in network marketing. I've got a consulting contract, and I'm going to be flying out of town in the next couple of weeks. I've got to go out to Utah and talk with a company. And it was amazing to me because one of the things that we've covered so far is, you know, Troy, we don't feel like we're reaching a younger generation. And I said, well, part of that is due to the fact that you guys haven't reached out to a younger generation. You know, your founding distributor is in his 50s. And your founding distributor is attracting people in their 50s because he's not reaching out to a generation of people that are in their 40s. And they thought for a minute, and I said, part of that reason is because you guys didn't put your personalities out front in the beginning. You know, the leader don't start in the field. The leadership starts in the corner office. It's the CEO and the president. And when the CEO and the president start sharing their story, their passion, why they're there, all of a sudden it grows. And I used an analogy. I said, what's the average age of the people in your office? And they smiled because the average age of the people in their office is their average age. I said, see what I mean? It works. You attract people onto your team that are usually your age or perceived age. See, I'm used to attracting people that are truly younger, and it's because I've got Dalton that works side by side with me, both in my network marketing business and in our real businesses, our ministries, everything. And we attract a younger breed of people. Folks, keep that in mind. What generation are you attracting? Number two is the attitude. Key area here, folks. Very much a key area. Rarely will you see positive and negative of people attracted to each other. This goes back to what I said earlier about opposites attract. That is a myth. That is not a reality. Either negative people attract negative people or positive people attract positive people. If you're a dull, negative, disillusioned crybaby, expect to attract dull, negative, disillusioned crybabies. Just the way it's going to be. If you're a realist, if you realize that life is always always going to be changing, but you're going to kick butt and you're going to move through it. There's no reason to turn around. You realize there's going to be some times when you're going to be going through the desert, and you're probably going to get what we call a dry blessing. You may not even see it until you start seeing the river at the other end where the water is. But if you realize that you've got to go through that dry spell sometimes in order to get to the promised land, I'm going to use a biblical analogy here for a second, then all of a sudden you appreciate what you're getting on the other side. Jimmy Myers, one of the most successful leaders in Primerica, at the age of 21, was up on stage one day, and I'm sitting on the front row listening to him. And as we sat there, he said, you know, I want you all to realize I grew up on a farm. And he goes, we used to have to pull the cow manure and the horse manure and put it in big piles. He goes, and then the truck would come by, and we'd have to throw it in the back of the truck. He goes, and about, as we're digging through that pile of crap, he goes, about halfway through it, you're hot, you're sweaty, you smell like you know what. He goes, and you look at yourself and you think, man, alive, I still got halfway to go. He goes, or you could turn around and he goes, by then you've got a whole pile of this stuff that's scattered everywhere besides in the truck, and you realize, well, if I go backwards, I'm going to go through the same crap. He goes, so I'd turn back around and I'd keep on digging because I knew I was halfway through. And once I got on the other side and got it all cleaned up, I could go get a bath and fresh air and everything would be cool. Folks, we're going to go through some of those piles of crap like that sometimes. I can't think of another way to say it. But if we'll just keep digging our way through, we're going to see daylight on the other side. You're going to see your team grow. You may get 14 million no's, and then all of a sudden you're going to get the right yes, and you're going to see your business just flourish. All those big gurus that you see on the internet, all those big gurus in your company, you think they made it overnight? No, they just tell you the little thing. They'll tell you, all you need is three people, but what they don't tell you is they went through 30 to get those three. You want the truth, you hang out on these radio shows, because we'll tell you how it really is. But it's worth it. It's very successful. You know, a lot of people like to, and I'm one of them, I like to use Jesus as the first network marketer and tell you, you know, he took 12 people. But if you ever decide to really get into Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you ever decide you really want to read the stories, for him to find those 12 that stuck it out, 11 of them all the way to the end, even when their faith was a little bit tattered, it's pretty cool. But when you look at what they went through, you realize that over the course of 3.5 years, he had hundreds of disciples that followed him. And in the hundreds, they would fall away and say, no, we can't do that. No, we're not going to do that. No, we're not into that. But those 12, they stuck. And in the end, three of them went on to really do some phenomenal. It's pretty powerful when you take this into just a historical context for a while. It's wild. Background. Background's another key area. Talked about the generation, the attitude, the background. Most of the time, and you can go back and read this in the Law of the Process. And in the Law of the Process, John wrote about Theodore Roosevelt. And one of the memorable accomplishments was his daring charge up San Juan Hill. It's something that we learned in the Marine Corps. It was a powerful story. He took his Rough Riders, and it was during the Spanish and American War, and his personality, and he had pulled all the volunteers together, and he said, we're going for it. And because they knew his background, and they knew that he was a winner, and they knew that he would not fail, and he would not falter, and he didn't care about all the rules and regulations, he cared about winning and protecting the sovereignty of the United States. Man, they were ready to rock and roll. We see the same thing happen a lot in sports. Matter of fact, I had the opportunity of listening to Tony Dungy talk and listening to him back in the green room, and his story's amazing. But he left a legacy. He was in Tampa Bay all those years. They made it all the way up to the playoffs. Never make that Super Bowl. The end of his last season in Tampa Bay, the owners called him in and said, we got to make a change, Tony. We got to get somebody that can take us all the way. He said, I'm cool with that, man. I'm sure God's got something else for me. And we all know the next year under a new coach, Tampa Bay went all the way. What most people don't realize is that that new coach used Tony Dungy's same place. Sometimes the leadership will change a little bit, but the team is always there ready to rock and roll. We also know year after that, Tony went on to become the first black NFL coach and former player to make it to the Super Bowl and win. You know, sometimes your team's going to follow. You're going to have some obstacles. It may be not be the right time for you to take that hill right that second, but if you continue and continue and continue, you will make it, and you will make it in a huge, huge way. Next area that I want to cover, and we may not get all through these, but we're going to try, is values. You're going to attract people with the same values that you have. That's the key. Every now and then somebody might slip in, and they may just be attracted because they like what the success or the money, and they see what you, but if they don't have the same values that you do, they'll be gone. You'll see it. You're going to attract people with the same energy that you have. When you're passionate, when you're excited, you're going to attract that type of people. The only reason our MLM help desk got picked as one of the top 50 MLM blogs in the world is because we attract passionate people who write and make comments over there. It's a community that they know they can get an open and honest opinion out with. Energy, giftedness. You're going to attract people that are going to, it's funny because you will find that not only do they have your giftedness, but you're going to find they have your gift, they have gifts in your weaknesses. It's wild. It's great. The next thing is the leadership ability. You will always attract people at your level of leadership or lower. If you are not growing as a leader, your team will not grow. You have to grow at a higher level of leadership all the time. Constantly, you've got to be going up that ladder. As you go up that ladder, your team will start to grow. They will go up to the next level of leadership. Their leadership ability will flourish based on your leadership ability flourishing. If your leadership ability is not flourishing, do not expect your team to. Because if you have somebody on your team and they're going for it and their leadership ability exceeds yours, they'll leave and they'll go somewhere else. I've seen it time and time again. So with 2 minutes left, let's focus in on three things that you can do to apply this to your life. Number one, if you've skipped the exercise of writing down the qualities that you desire in your followers, you need to do it now. Before you do anything else, you need to write down the qualities that you're looking for. Once you have that down, think about why you desire these qualities that you've listed. And then write down why you want those qualities in your people. If there's disparity between the image of yourself and of your employees, and you see that there's an issue there, now you know where you need to work. Talk to a trusted colleague or friend who knows you well enough to identify the blind spots that you may be missing. Second thing that you want to do is based on who you are attracting right now onto your team, and maybe you aren't attracting anybody, but based on where you're at, what you're doing, you may need to grow in some areas of character and leadership. So find the right mentors, find the right books, find the right whatever's needed, and make sure that you're growing in your weak areas. And number three, if you're already attracting the kind of people that you desire, then it's time to take your leadership to the next level. Work on staffing your weaknesses. Recruit people who can make you look good by taking care of the weak spots, because when you look good, they look good. This isn't an ego trip here. What I'm saying is, if you've got weaknesses, people are going to see them. Bring people in to take care of those weaknesses, and the whole team wins. It's a rock and roll type of event when you see that happen. You know, that's the kicker. A lot of people say, well, Troy, you talk about Jesus and his disciples. Jesus was perfect. That's true. But he was a carpenter's son. He was an accountant. He wasn't a tax man. So you know what? He attracted people there. He brought Matthew in, who was a tax expert. He brought Judas in, who was a money expert. He brought John and his brother in because they knew how to guide a ship and go out there. He brought in Peter because he knew how to fish and knew what to do. Trust me, folks, you make up for your weaknesses. You bring in people where their strengths are going to flourish. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking. We'll be on the 20th law. I'm excited about this. We're finishing up this book next week. We got brand new books we're going to cover, brand new training. It's going to be awesome. But tomorrow, the law of explosive growth, that's going to be the key. I mean, we're going to have a blast. Y'all have a fantastic day. We love you here on radio or on Mentoring for Your Mind. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Bye now.